Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting a quick update from Aztec Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT, and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. Chatting with the President and CEO, Simon Dykowski. Just a quick note, we will be hosting a webinar coming up on Wednesday, April 21st at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I will be posting a link to the sign-up form for that webinar. We'll talk a little bit about more about what we're going to talk about in that webinar later on, but first, let's talk about the news that came out yesterday, April 12th. The company just added a new VP of Exploration, David Heil. He is coming to the company as the company is about to start these drill programs. Simon, give us a little background on Dave and what attracted you to bring him on the team, please.
Sounds good, Corey. Thanks for having me on. And yes, yesterday we were extremely pleased to announce that we have appointed David Heil, CPG, to the position of Vice President of Exploration. So Dave's based in the Western U.S. He's got over 38 years of experience in the mining industry, and he's really worked across the board from juniors all the way up to majors. Really important for us to get a strong VPX in place ahead of our, as you mentioned, ahead of our upcoming exploration program. So we've got a couple programs that we'll talk about, obviously, on the webinar next week teed up, but both significant drill programs, ready to go. And really just needing that strong technical leadership before we can, push the go button and start drilling down at Tombstone and down at Cervantes. So really pleased to have Dave join us. We're very lucky to have him. He spent a lot of time in South America previously in his career in the Andean countries, a lot of experience in Peru. Notable companies that he's worked for are Dran Ventures, Barrick. He's worked for Columbia Gold, so some very well-known companies, and he's been involved in the discovery and evaluation of over 30 million ounces of gold, 25 million tons of copper in reserves and resources. So he is a porphyry gold copper expert, so that will be invaluable to us as we are moving on specifically at Cervantes in Sonora, Mexico. But he's, generally he's got very good knowledge of the entire industry. He'll be excellent at helping us execute the drill program and then, moving the projects forward to those initial resource estimates as well, with a bit of luck through the drill bit. So really pleased to have Dave. He started with us yesterday. We've been talking to him for quite some time, but, finally got that all papered up and official.
So I think what's important here is to have Dave on site and in the company before these drill programs start, because these programs are well planned out with your JV partners. But really what it comes down to is then analyzing these results for follow-up work and, as you said, moving into resources. How important is that to have Dave from the start of these programs for the future programs?
Well, exactly. I think you've just hit the nail on the head there. Our group has put together, a lot of legwork into going into these programs. For example, we had to get our joint ventures in place last year and early this year. We had to earn into Tombstone. We had to earn into Cervantes. We've gotten some good information out of the two drill programs that we've done to date. And we've designed some good infill and exploration holes of both, but really, they're both projects with huge upside, huge exploration upside, and really the critical juncture will be once we get a few more holes into the ground and then design the next step. So it'll be awesome to have kind of a second set of eyes on these projects, and then Dave will obviously fully put his stamp on the next round of targeting after this upcoming round of drilling at both projects, after the infill at Cervantes, infill at Tombstone, and of course testing those exploration targets that we also have at both projects.
And that's what we're really going to be focusing on for that webinar coming up on, again, Wednesday the 21st at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Simon and I are going to focus mostly on these drill programs to explain the targets, explain the goals, and also field any questions that any of you have. You can also send me those questions before the webinar. But again, if you sign up and tune in, you can ask questions during the webinar, and you also have first access to the recording that will come after the fact. There's not much more to talk about here other than the company is moving forward quite quickly to starting up one out of the two programs. And by the end of summer, both of the drill programs should be underway. So that's why I'm bringing Simon on, is to just give everybody a good understanding of these programs and the targets and the goals so that, well, when results start coming out, we can have some more in-depth discussions on how those results fit into the programs and the overall goals. Simon, thank you for your time.